time series forecasting models for traffic trends. Machine learning uses historical traffic data to forecast future road behavior with high precision. So we talked about, you know, the Google Map option where you can predict, you know, the future transit time for going from one place to another. And this happens based on the past data. So it basically uses the data on the day of the week, the time of the day, etc. So based on this information, it will predict what the traffic conditions are likely to be. Now, some of the forecasting techniques which are used are discussed here. So first one is ARIMA, ideal for stable traffic patterns, makes short-term linear predictions. The LSTM neural network, which is a long and short-term memory neural network, captures complex long-range dependencies, ideal for rush hour surges or irregular peak times. So the other model is the ensemble model, which is also the XGBoost or the profit model. So here you integrate the external variables like weather, holidays, for multivariate forecasting. So you forecast the traffic conditions based on weather and the other information like holidays, etc. Coming to pattern recognition and intelligent delay management. So machine learning can spot past events and also predict what might happen next. So what are the key capabilities here? Peak traffic recognition learns recurring congestion trends by geography and time. So here again, it's a historical data, and there are certain areas which are prone to traffic congestion, you know, peak traffic. So it will learn from there and learn to predict the congestion patterns, etc. Dynamic delivery windows. So predicts the optimal drop-off times to avoid delays. So here it will tell you what is the most optimal time to make a delivery when you will encounter minimum traffic, so that, you know, again, you can make the quick delivery at minimal cost or optimum cost. Anomaly detection flags unexpected traffic events such as accidents in real time. This is done by most of the real time models, which can, you know, sense whenever there is a congestion. It can be due to any reasons. I mean, because of the peak traffic, or it can be accident or a certain bottlenecking because of a breakdown of a vehicle or so. Cluster analysis. So groups routes or zone by traffic behavior for smaller resource deployment. So what are the benefits of machine learning for logistics operation? When fully implemented, machine learning-based traffic predictions deliver preemptive routing, avoid bottlenecks before they impact the operation. So based on historical data as well as real-time data, they will choose the routes which will prevent any bottlenecks. Improved routing logic. Go to Bangalore, there are a lot of small lanes, and you know, you can go from one point to the other through multiple routes. So if you ever use the maps there, every time it will show you a different route. So this is the improved routing logic, where it will always show you a route which is the best possible route at that particular point of time. Smarter delivery slot assignment. So again, what we saw in earlier case, where it looks at the most suitable time or the optimum time when the traffic conditions are supposed to be most favorable. So likewise here, it will give a smarter delivery slot based on the optimum timing as far as the traffic conditions are concerned. Better resource allocation. So planning of the fleet, usage of the drivers, shifts, etc., and maintenance of the vehicles. So all these are handled more effectively, making better use of the resources. Improved customer experience, accurate ETAs, and fewer missed deliveries strengthen the service and trust. So whatever ETAs have been committed, those are fulfilled. And basically, if you deliver the material earlier, nobody complains about it. But when you deliver it late, then people are generally not satisfied. So it's all about, meeting the customer expectation and the customer experience. Reduced customer waiting time. So in case of quick commerce, where you are talking of minutes, so here the customer suddenly remembers that he needs something. So the focus here is reduce the customer waiting time. And many a times the quick commerce will tell you that they have fulfilled your orders within a single minute, like, within 5 minutes, 7 minutes, something like this. So they pride themselves in fulfilling your requirement without you having to wait. Data-driven optimization leverages past and live data to boost performance across networks. So we have seen how some of the packages or the models are using the historical data along with the real-time data to predict or to suggest the best performance or the best route. Fleet management oversees the performance, maintenance, and logistics of a company's vehicle fleet. Now we are talking of the fleet management with the help of AI. So traditionally manual and reactive, with AI it becomes smart, automated, and data-driven. So by harnessing real-time data, sensor networks, and intelligent algorithms, AI enhances the operational efficiency, reduces cost, and boosts the overall fleet reliability. So how does it do that? So let's look at it in the coming slides. So one is through predictive maintenance. So proactive vehicle care, predicting when the vehicle needs to be maintained or repaired so that there is no breakdown while the vehicle is out on delivery. Traditional maintenance reacts to breakdown or runs on fixed schedules, often causing unexpected downtime, or you can prematurely change the spare parts without the full life being exhausted. Forecast failures before they happen. So suppose the life of equipment or a life of component has exhausted, then the systems, the predictive maintenance, will actually trigger that there is some action which needs to be taken, like either a belt needs to be changed or a bearing needs to be changed. So this will give you early warning signs, which will lead you to, plan the maintenance of the equipment or the vehicle in this particular case. Intelligent scheduling. So maintenance is performed based on real-time wear and tear, reducing unnecessary intervention. We have seen this in the earlier chapter, that in the traditional system, in the preventive maintenance, you replaced certain components simply because it was recommended that after every 3 years or after 50,000 kilometers, you have to change the thing. But now with this intelligent scheduling, you are monitoring the condition of the vehicle and you are changing the component or the spare only when it has really exhausted its life. So you have fully utilized the life and you are not changing it with any residual life in it. Cost and uptime benefit. So fewer breakdowns. So the uptime, in the sense the resources are available, the fleet is available when you require it for delivery, and you are taking care of the maintenance only during the weekly off. So imagine that Sunday is a weekly off. That is the day when the maintenance is carried out. And because of this, even the cost of maintenance comes down, because the maintenance is not done mechanically, but it is done as and when required, and by using the full life of the equipment. Fuel optimization with AI algorithm. Fuel is one of the biggest cost drivers in the fleet operations, and we have seen that fuels have increasingly become more and more expensive. So even when we talk of EV, the power is also relatively more expensive. And even when you talk of EV vehicles, the capital cost of the vehicles and the maintenance of the vehicles is more expensive. By maintenance, we mean the replacement cost of the battery, because the batteries have a finite life. So AI helps control it through real-time fuel monitoring, detects excessive consumption and inefficiencies. Efficient route recommendations, which is combined with GPS and traffic data, which will ensure minimum wear and tear, minimum consumption of the fuel, and fastest delivery. Smarter driving practices analyze and suggest fuel saving actions. It also will guide the drivers into safer driving practices, so that aggressive driving, which normally causes higher consumption of the fuel, can be avoided. Also, we saw the example where in a left-hand drive scenario, the route selection was such that all across the vehicle had to take only right turns, so that there was minimum stoppage or waiting at the signals. AI-driven driver behavior and analytics. So driver habits directly affect safety, fuel use, and vehicle health. We talked about this, that there could be certain drivers who are having a very aggressive driving style, quick acceleration, quick braking, etc., which can actually lead to poor fuel efficiency. So monitoring risky behavior, detect harsh braking, speeding, and aggressive turns via telematic and in-cab sensors through the G-force sensors, etc. Real-time coaching delivers actionable feedback to correct unsafe or inefficient habits. So it can also provide feedback on what needs to be corrected as far as the driving habits are concerned. Insurance and safety gains. So once you are able to correct the driving behavior, you also reduce the number of accidents or damage to the vehicle, and thus insurance and safety gains can be performed. Load balancing through AI clustering techniques. So proper load management increases efficiency and reduces delivery delays. So instead of multiple vehicles delivering material to the same location, you can have a single vehicle delivering to a single location. That means all the deliveries in a locality can be clubbed into a single vehicle. So AI clustering algorithms improve it by analyzing cargo patterns, evaluates volume, weight, and delivery location to determine optimal load distribution. Mind you, even the sequence in which the delivery has to be made is predicted, so that when the vehicle is being loaded, the first delivery is last to be loaded in the vehicle, and the last delivery will be the first to be loaded in the vehicle, because you cannot shuffle the cargo or the parcels, etc., when you are actually delivering them. So even the sequence for the delivery can be dictated by AI. Optimizing vehicle utilization, clusters similar shipments to maximize vehicle usage and reduce fuel waste. So even if there are large parcels to be delivered or large items to be delivered, they will be clustered in a single type of a vehicle, because as we know, the smaller vehicles are normally, smaller parcels, etc., are actually delivered by two-wheelers or three-wheelers. And the larger, parcels will be delivered by four-wheelers, etc. So these are again clubbed together on the clustering principle. Streamlining distribution plans matches vehicle availability with real-time demand, improving service responsiveness. Autonomous transportation marks a transformational shift in how goods are moved, leveraging AI, robotics, and sensors to create self-operating systems. This is yet to come to India, but like I said, it has been on experimental basis implemented in a couple of countries, where they are using the robotics or they are using drones, etc., to autonomous vehicles for delivery. Autonomous vehicles are already used in certain places for taxis, etc., so the technology already exists. But there are certain security concerns, etc., which is the reason that for last mile delivery, they are yet to be implemented in a larger scale. So these technologies address critical challenges like labor shortage, high operational cost, rising demand for rapid, reliable deliveries, and 24/7 operations. So especially in the Western countries, you know, where the labor cost is very high and labor shortage does exist, some of these technologies are really finding solutions, you know, to the traditional method of operations. So companies are now exploring these options, but still work needs to be done on regulatory and airspace compliance still under development. So while we are talking of drones, etc., there are many regulations which are required to regulate the air traffic. Because if you find that there are hundreds of drones which are moving across the sky, then it's likely to have its own complexity and the challenges. So certain regulations are under development, and maybe it may be some time before these are actually sorted out. Current tech are best suited to controlled environment. So in a controlled environment, these are okay. But you know, when you're looking at large scale implementation, they are offering certain challenges. Self-driving trucks, autonomous trucks are designed for highway transport with minimal to zero human intervention using AI-powered systems for navigation and control. So again, these are experimental technologies, not really implemented on a large scale, but maybe in future, these will become more and more common. Key technologies, here are some of the technologies which are already under implementation or development. So you have the LIDAR, radar, computer vision, and some of these technologies are already available with the passenger car, with the ADAS system, with the autopilot systems in the cars, you know, like Tesla, etc. Deep learning navigation models, sensor fusion for 360 degree awareness. So sensor fusion where, you know, a car can detect presence around it 360 degree. Already there are Indian cars, you know, which give you a 360 degree visual vision, so that, you know, you can avoid collision and you can avoid the blind spots which exist in a car. Some of the key players as far as the autonomous transportation technologies are concerned. So one is TuSimple, specializes in level 4 autonomy, enabling full hands-off operations on specific routes, operates autonomous runs between major US logistics hubs. So here we are talking about the trucking systems, which are autonomous, that means which require minimum or no manual intervention, and they can travel between major cities. But again, the facilities, etc., the route recognition, etc., technologies used there are only limited to certain routes. Waymo VIA, division of Alphabet's Waymo, combines real-time mapping, sensor integration, and extensive simulation testing to support freight logistics. Again, something similar. Drone deliveries, unmanned aerial vehicles or UAVs or drones are redefining the last mile and remote area logistics with autonomous contactless delivery systems. So we have heard about it. We have even seen some experimental deliveries being done with the drones, etc. Drones can be humanly managed. They also can be autonomously managed. So they work on the GPS guided navigation. They have onboard sensors, etc., to actually you know, make the deliveries, and they can even detect obstacles so that any electrical wires, poles, etc., can be avoided on the way while they are delivering it. I did see that in an emergency, drones were being used to deliver certain medicines, etc., in USA. So this is being implemented on an experimental basis there. AI for route optimization and airspace compliance. So we talked about it, that there are certain regulations, etc., which are under formulation for the drones to operate on a large scale. So some of the key players in this area are Zipline. So they are working with fixed wing drones with vertical takeoff and landing capability, delivering life-saving supplies to rural or hard-to-reach areas. For example, medical logistics in Africa and the US. The other one is Wing by Alphabet. This operates in urban and suburban zones with lightweight packages like food and medicine, emphasizing frequency and precision. So this is what I was referring to, that they have started using these even at accident sites to deliver specific drugs which are probably not carried by the ambulances or the paramedics. Technology platforms for transport AI. So modern transport systems demand agility, intelligence, and adaptability. AI-driven platforms are meeting these needs by integrating real-time traffic analytics, which we have seen how they do it, use of GPS, etc., fleet management and diagnostic, where the planning of the fleet and the resources is done by AI in the most efficient manner, route optimization and delivery scheduling based on the traffic conditions and the most optimum time for delivery and the optimum route, where minimum traffic can be encountered, regulatory compliances and workforce insight. So this is also being taken care of by the AI tools to ensure compliance with the regulations. These tools empower companies to reduce cost, elevate service reliability, and future-proof their logistics infrastructure. So they make a major difference in customer satisfaction, at the same time reducing the cost, reducing the carbon footprint, etc. So some of the technology platforms, which are popular here, you can go through the list. These are some of the popular names, which are being used for AI transportation. So coming to the summary, AI is transforming transportation by enabling real-time adaptive logistics. And we have seen how it does that with the help of GPS. Unlike traditional systems that rely on static plans or historical data, it uses real-time information to actually provide, based on the traffic, weather, road closures, etc., and the algorithms, it gives the most optimum routing. Using this data, it dynamically adjusts delivery routes, predicts delays, and optimizes fleet performance. Main important thing is optimization of the fleet performance under whatever conditions that may exist. So this enhances last mile delivery, reduces fuel consumption, and eliminates bottlenecks, leading to higher customer satisfaction and lower operating cost and lower carbon footprint. So modern transport ecosystem now include autonomous vehicles, drones, AI-enhanced fleet performance. So we have seen, how even trucking systems, etc., are being converted to autonomous platforms. Leading platforms like Google OR tools, HERE Technologies, Motive, Drive Automation in route planning, driver behavior analysis, and vehicle diagnostics. So all these are being used to enhance the use of AI in transport and logistics. AI is no longer just a tool in logistics. It's the intelligent core powering responsive, efficient, and future-ready supply chains. So this is evident the way it is changing the transportation and logistics industry. So with that, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you.